Hey, Master Souls. So today we are diving into the next Inner Council member who is called the Manifester. Now, I gotta tell you that the original label on this Inner Council member, for me, I called her the Earth Goddess. And it was a struggle to let go of Earth Goddess, and it was also a struggle to call her Manifester because I didn't want her to seem like the only person that made things happen. And she's also not just really a law of attraction, kind of the part of you that's law of attraction. She is actually the connection to all of your physicality, to everything that happens that is on the physical plane, which means that she is part of your body, how it feels, how healthy you are, how connected and grounded you feel within your body. She's your household situation, you know, whether it's cluttered or clear. She's how your business creates income, right? Money being a physical manifestation of energy on this planet. She's all of the things that you can use your five senses for, not your extrasensory senses, but your sight, your touch, your hearing, your smell, your taste. This is her domain. She's a member of the I Am a Human fan club, right? She is the part of you that experiences everything that it means to be really truly human, to feel the ground beneath your toes, to feel the stones beneath, you know, between your fingers. She is really truly about the things that we're experiencing in our bodies on this planet. And so the idea of her really being an Earth Goddess for me was so on point. But I also know that in her most expansive self, she's sort of beyond the idea of that we're experiencing, and she's into the idea of creating the experience, creating what it is that we want to feel. If our feet feel cold, she wants to go put on a pair of socks, right? Because at her highest level of expansion, what she wants is to feel completely in tune and totally comfortable in her humanity. And I know comfortable isn't like that sexy word, but it's true. It's like the things that bring you joy on the physical plane are the things that make you feel alive. And in that aliveness, there's a comfort and a knowing that this is where you belong. And to make this human existence as awesome as it can possibly be. So yes, of course, she ended up with the moniker of Manifester because she is the part of you that's going to create your physical existence in whatever form or fashion that you most wanted to take. She's the part of you that will want to go work out, that will want to eat healthier just so that your body is in optimal shape. You know, she's the one who wants to buy the Louboutins, who wants to, you know, do have experiences and travel and see things and try new foods and do all of the things that your heart most desires in an experiential way. So to simply call her a manifester doesn't really encapsulate everything that she can be for us in her most expansive way. Now, I was really aware that Even today, when I refer to her as the Manifester, this little voice in the back of my head saying, Earth Goddess. But I'm also very aware that not all of us have an inner Earth Goddess. Maybe he's an Earth God. However this council member shows up for you, I want you to really remember that it's a grounding, experiential council member. They want to see the harvest, right? They want to see the fruits of your labor. They want to get in there and be in the soil, digging it up with the creator and feeling what the dirt feels like between her fingers, right? She wants to be in there really truly creating. And she and the creator, let me tell you, best buds because the creator really wants to create the things that the manifester also wants to bring into reality. And so while the creator's over there planting the seeds, the manifester's sitting there watering, getting ready for the harvest. She's the one who, yes, absolutely calls in universal support to create what it is you're creating. But here's the thing. She's not the one that's out there actually doing it. She's the one that knows that it's possible and can create alternate realities for you. Alternate realities. And that is just mind-blowing in so many ways. You know, I know I have become overwhelmed in many areas listening to, you know, let's say Deepak Chopra, when he talks about unlimited potentiality and that, you know, this universe is like Play-Doh, which I know is not Deepak Chopra, but really I look at it as like Play-Doh. And what happens is our inner manifester comes out and says, okay, let's play with this Play-Doh. Let's see what the creator can, how all of these other council members can support us. But right now, I believe that I can turn this Play-Doh into anything I want. That I can take this earth clay and I can mold it into whatever it is that I can imagine. Because I believe that it is so. I believe that I can create a physical reality that I most want. And yes, sometimes the other council members do need to back me up with the action and with all of their other things that they do. Whatever it is they do, I'm all for it. All I know is that my inner manifester is the part of me that is totally on board in belief, in passion, in knowingness. She's kind of a fickle little gal because in her belief, she doesn't fixate on it either. She just knows it's so. And so when you're working with the manifester, know that she's not going to want to rehash the same thing over and over again. She's already made her order. She already believes that it's possible, believes that you can create it, believes that the universe will provide it, believes that the other council members will do their part, believes that the source and spirit will do their part. She believes that all of this is possible with every fiber of her being. And she believes so much that she doesn't understand when people aren't actually making this happen. And that's the true power of a great manifester, is that it's the passion and the request and the belief, and then it's the not committing to however you get there, or not being so fixated on the result that you lose sight of all other potentialities. Not understanding that it's Play-Doh and it's moldable versus clay that dries and gets baked into a solid form. And so she is adaptability and she is reality, all sort of mixed into one. So she's a hard one to pin down. So here's the thing, if we go back to the idea of the Earth Goddess, she understands that the seasons are going to happen, that we're going to always be in a state of change and flux. And that, you know, the plant grows, it bears fruit, you pick the fruit, you can replant the seed. It's a cycle. And she believes in that cycle so much that she just trusts that it's going to happen. And that she trusts that whatever it is that you two decide that you really believe can happen, she knows and will back up that belief until the cows come home. Because she doesn't know anything other than true belief. And that's how you know that you're really playing with your manifester. Because if she doesn't believe that that's a reality, then what happens is maybe you're stretching too far beyond the next indicated step. That you're going to the great vision and it's too much for her to believe yet. And so when you're playing with your manifester, you have to get it into a language and into a frame that she really truly believes is possible. Or you need to expand her belief, right? You either need to make it something that she totally can believe and see in her hands feel it, taste it, engage all of her senses around whatever it is that you want to create. When she buys in with full belief, that's when our manifesting powers are at its highest. But if we are trying to do a project that the manifester doesn't really believe, that she has doubts around, that she's not quite sure that, you know, putting out this widget is going to make $1 million, maybe 500,000, but maybe not a million. And we're sitting here and we're insisting that we manifest a million, something's going to break down. Because if the manifester isn't in a state of wholehearted belief and knowing that this is a physical reality, then we're going to have a harder battle to fight. And it's going to be an uphill battle because our manifester will be stuck in a different reality than what it is the rest of the council is working on. And the only way we can really truly create what it is we want to create is having all of the council members on board in full trust and full belief. So, as we work with our manifester, as we work with our earth goddess, the most important things to remember are, one, it has to be an alternate reality that she can buy into, that she can use all five of her senses to really engage in, and she is totally bought in. Like, she is 100% in. And when she starts doubting the reality, all the fibers of the project everywhere else become harder and harder to weave. So your belief in what is possible is a critical part of your manifesting success, of your earthly success, of creating the body and the dreams and the business and the love connections. All of it has to come from a state of true belief. Of this is where, you know, people talk about, you know, the only goals are those that are right outside of your comfort zone. Well, if a manifester doesn't really believe in that, it's not going to happen. So those are those times where we have to stretch inside of our comfort zone and say, okay, I believe I can create $5 today. And let's stretch that out to 10, because maybe 10 is feasible. Can you believe in 10, manifester? Yeah, actually, I think we can do 10. In fact, I believe we can. In fact, why are we not, do we not already have $10 in our hands? And see, by that way, we're stretching her. She may not believe that you can manifest $1 million today, but she can buy into 10. And maybe tomorrow she can buy into 100. And so start stretching what it is that she believes. And suddenly what happens is all of the other fibers, with someone behind you totally believing that you can do it, cheering you on, then all of a sudden the rest of the council members go, okay, hey, we really do believe to the core of who we are that this is possible. Because our manifester is totally on board. She's passionate and she's in full belief. So now we can easily take the threads of destiny and weave them together in a beautiful, beautiful tapestry. So the manifester is all about, how much do you believe it's possible? Is it just a knowing that this is going to happen? Like the winter comes after fall, right? It's just a knowing that the seed will grow into a tree. It's the knowing that the tree will produce fruit. It just happens. And it's that level of knowingness, that inarguable belief, that helps the rest of your council really fully work with Source to create that physical reality that you truly believe in. And so if you're trying to manifest things that aren't coming, then the question is, how much do you really believe it's possible? And how can you adjust that belief? By either, you know, working with a professional to get rid of some of the limiting beliefs, which is totally great to do, right? What a great foundational piece. This is the piece where that foundation of clearing out energy that doesn't serve you really, really helps. or by adjusting what it is you're manifesting to something that she believes. It might be a stretch for her, but she can still have a full buy-in. So that's your inner manifester and how it is to really sit down in conversation and how to make her actually work for the rest of the council instead of working against the council. Because remember, if you don't believe, you believe in something the opposite. And if you believe in something the opposite, no matter how much everyone else is working, the physical reality is going to be really hard to create because you believe in the opposite. And you'll end up having the entire council working for the opposite of what you think your manifestor is trying to call in. So belief is key to working with your inner manifestor. All right? I love you guys. And we'll talk to you inside the Facebook group. I know that this is going to be a big conversation week, and I can't wait to dive in. Talk to you soon. More kisses.